Greg Mitchell had always found comfort in broken things. In a world of sleek touchscreens and wireless everything, his cramped radio repair shop in the narrow lanes of Cheltenham stood as a defiant anachronism, cluttered with vacuum tubes, resistors, and the ghosts of technology's past. The locals called him peculiar. He preferred to think of himself as a curator of forgotten frequencies. The shop itself was a testament to his obsession. It was on a dreary Tuesday evening in October when everything changed. The rain had been falling steadily since morning, drumming against the window panes, and Greg was preparing to close up shop. He'd just finished repairing Mrs. Henderson's 1960s Bush radio when he noticed something odd tucked behind the stack of repair manuals. A radio he didn't recognise.